بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد من شنط يوسف سيدنا أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade men from applying saffron as perfume. Note Mullah Ali Qari rahimahumullah has written that men should not apply saffron to their clothes or bodies. Men are prohibited from applying perfumes that leave traces of color. All perfume are from Jannah. Sayyidina Abu Uthman al-Nahdi rahimahumullah narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone offered you Rayhan, you should not refuse it as its origin is in Jannah. Rayhan refers to any beautiful fragrant. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi writes that Jannah is the origin of all pleasant smells. The hadith does not imply that this specific perfume has come from Jannah, because the perfume of Jannah will be perceived from a distance of 500 years. It is sunnah to offer people perfume. Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best way of honoring a Muslim is by offering him itar. It is not burdensome to accept and it has a pleasant smell. Note, offering a Muslim perfume is a simple way of honoring him. It is sunnah to have a perfume container. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had a container from which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would apply perfume. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Negus, that is the Najashi, the king of Abyssinia, sent a bottle of perfume as a gift for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.